And it's time now for the WXXI Business Reports with News Director Randy Gorman. Hi, Randy.
How are you, Beth? Well, we talked about this, of course, in recent weeks. Wegmans is teaming up with a San Francisco-based company called Instacart, which partners with various retailers to offer same-day delivery of groceries. The service for Wegmans customers will be offered in parts of the Rochester area tomorrow. They began in Buffalo last week. A Northeast Operations Manager for Instacart, Kyle Carnes, told me demand there has been strong so far. That's even with the fact it costs you some extra money if you want to get same-day delivery. It's about $6 on orders of $35 or more. There are also memberships offering unlimited one-hour deliveries for an annual fee, and the cost of individual grocery items is more expensive if you get it home delivered as opposed to what you buy in the supermarket. But Carnes says the goal here eventually is to reduce those prices.
Our end goal at Instacart is to make the service cost as much as a cup of coffee. Right now, you know, it's a little bit of a premium service, but eventually that's where we want to get to offer this service to everyone.
Interesting side note here, Beth. When I talked to Carnes last week, he did tell me that Instacart is also going to offer same-day delivery in the Rochester area, besides Wegmans, with other retailers, including Costco, Petco, CVS, and Price Right. So you'll be able to get your cat whatever she wants if she can't wait till
the following day. Well, and this started in the Buffalo area already.
It did last week.
And they're saying that it's...
They're saying, I mean, this is obviously the company's not giving us figures, but they're saying, you know, of course they're going to say it's positive, but they do say for what they expected, they were pretty happy with what they've seen so far.
I actually like going into the store, like getting out of the house and seeing people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're already kind of isolated. It's interesting, people say they don't have time to do it.
No, and that's exactly what the folks from Instacart are saying. They say, hey, you know, we know people like the experience. Some may still want to go in. Of course, Wegmans has this, you know, incredibly loyal fan base. People like to go to the experience anyway. But there are people either, whether they have a disability or seniors or just don't have the time, still they feel they're going to get enough business out of this. Other news, Beth, on the employment front, the monthly small business index that we get from Paychex showing the recent trend continuing, growth a bit slower than it was a year ago, but wages slowly moving upwards. Frank Fiorilli is a vice president at Paychex. He says it's not surprising one of these metrics is rising while the other is falling.
If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. As companies or businesses are maybe having a hard time adding employees for various reasons, what they're doing then is maybe needing to pay them a little bit more or they're extending their hours. So we're definitely seeing that in our data and seeing that for several months now.
If he really says one reason the job growth may be slowing a bit is some small business owners still a bit uncertain about what legislation will come out of Washington. And locally based Blue Tie, a company I've been following for a number of years, says its president and CEO, Robert Doty, buying the company now from several investors. That includes Tom Paychex, the Paychex founder. He was one of the investors, as well as David Koretz. He was the founder of the company. Galassano was chairman of Blue Tie, helped start it back in 1999 with David Koretz. Blue Tie provides technology services for businesses, and officials tell us staffing will remain unchanged for the company after the sale. Doty's been president and CEO since 2012. Beth?
All right, Randy Gorman, our news director with the WXXI Business Report. Thanks.